Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
That's right. Opening this motherfucker up the way I fucking feel tonight. What's going on, Juicy?
I know
how fragile. Stop shooting. You know what? Fuck that. I'm a boss, baby. That means I do what the fuck I please. What you think?
Probably.
And I'm the type of bitch that even if, you know what I'm saying, if a bitch ain't got no gas to go back at me, then we can motherfucking meet up here. Meet me in the motherfucking boxing ring, bitch. I'm sorry, y'all. Excuse me. Oh, my God. This shit is motherfucking wild. Hey, it's a motherfucking holiday this whole motherfucking month. It's the Libra goddamn season. And guess what? I put on Facebook that all Libras are to show their motherfucking ass all season long. And if they don't, they're going to be wrote up by Lady Libra. And I know goddamn well that they don't want to be wrote up by Lady Libra. What you think, Juicy? They don't want to be motherfucking wrote up by no goddamn Lady Libra. Mm-hmm. Oh, You know what? I mean, right now, I'm a motherfucking, hey, shout out to a whole bunch of shit. Shout out to the goddamn, I'm on some motherfucking ibuprofen 800. Shout out to, is it 411 Loco or Loco 41? What the hell is it? Y'all know how to play. This is reality at its motherfucking best. And I done told y'all asses already that Hot Talk Radio is not for everybody. And I've been off since Sunday. I was off too. Well, Tuesday we had malfunction. We got to the spot. Couldn't connect because we was going to go live for my birthday. But y'all already know, I have had the best motherfucking birthday since I was 16. And y'all know I have a party. I have a party when it ain't my birthday. Because guess what? Every day is my birthday because every day I'm going to live like it's my motherfucking last because one day it fucking will be. And those who don't like it can kiss my motherfucking ass. Now, shout out to the switchboard. In the event that your ass is out to say something, press 1. I promise I will be as gentle as I can with your motherfucking ass. But however, it's goddamn, that's a boss Thursday. Tuesday was Lady Libra's motherfucking official holiday, but I decided to make the whole month my official holiday, the Libra goddamn season. I'm getting all these, I had 1,000 motherfucking happy birthday wishes. Are you serious? And I'm mad about that, Juicy. Because I got over 3,000 friends on one page, 2,000 on another, 2,000 on another, 500 and some on another, 1,000. I mean, I got at least 10,000 friends, and I only got 1,000 happy birthdays. Y'all motherfuckers owe me. Now I get on this bitch and wish every motherfucking body on my page a happy fucking birthday. Every goddamn show. I go out and have folks create songs from that dazzling diva, Marilyn T. fucking Clef. And if you don't know her, search Marilyn, M-A-R-Y-L, and I'm high. So if you don't know how to spell Marilyn, you need to look it up in the dictionary. T-Clef. Google her. Search her on Facebook. She did a hell of a rendition of Happy Birthday for the fellas. Then I turned around and I badgered that motherfucking beast of a motherfucking performer. Show goddamn stopper that I wanted a goddamn happy birthday for the ladies. So you know what? For me to have over, provided that we done took over the world, Juicy, that means I got like millions and millions of fans and listeners. And I only got 1,000 birthday wishes on Facebook. The world owe me. So my command today is that every motherfucking body in the whole wide world attend the Celebrity Libra Fest. And if you don't make it, your ass is rolled up. You better goddamn attend it if it ain't but number via goddamn Skype. Via goddamn stream. It's whatever will, there's a motherfucking way. Be there or motherfucking be square. Because y'all better know it's my fucking debut. And I'm mad, Juice. I'm fucking mad right now. But you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to come back. You know how I do it. Today, I want to start with my birthdays. Shouts out to 411 Loco, 4F1 Sporta Loco, whatever the fuck it is, shouts out to it. Shout the fuck out to it. How about that? I'm in real goddamn fun. I'm mad. You know, I stay mad. This is reality. It's wonderful. You want some motherfucking rehearsed, wrote down shit, I suggest you go to some of these motherfucking plays or turn on cable. But if you want some real live shit, this is it right here, baby. Because we make this shit up as we go. Whatever, I might end up in the hospital or in jail in the next 15 minutes. I'm going to do something. To do something to get in motherfucking. Uh-oh, is that the police? Oh, no, I'm dating that off. Come on in, baby. I thought you were here to lock me up. That one of my men. Y'all, excuse me. Y'all don't know I'm the female player of the whole motherfucking world, but known as a super bitch. Beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Y'all motherfuckers better unleash the bitch in you. And for those that don't know about it, go join that page. High Tide Radio's Legion of Super Bitches. See, bitch is not on a bad word. It never was in me. Because you got to, hey, I'm a dog. Hey, it is what it motherfucking is. Can't hand it a good bucket. Now, let me start with these goddamn birthdays before I forget, because y'all know how my mind operates. Okay. Whew. To the fellas on Facebook, my Facebook friends, happy birthday to Tyrone Mays, Carlos Hall, Dwayne Smith. Yeah. Happy birthday on tag to Eddie C. Now I'm trying to figure out how the fuck this nigga gonna name himself Nice as I Wanna Be. Juicy. What kind of fuck shit is that?
Nice as he wanna be.
He say he nice. I mean, I would have preferred if he named himself as Nasty as I Wanna Be. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I thought it was too loud, cool back. I'm sorry. Y'all had to excuse me. Hey, y'all had to excuse me. This nigga say nice as I want to be. I don't even like nice niggas. A nice nigga will get his feelings hurt with me. Y'all better ask somebody. I deal with bosses. because I'm a boss bitch. It's just that simple. I'm sorry. But, hey, and then to my motherfucking rogue goddamn dog from back in the motherfucking down to my 10 years old and up. My dog. Santino motherfucking Evans, y'all. And my girl, well, I'm going to go back to the girls in a minute. But my nigga, Santino motherfucking Evans, better known as Santo, Westside stand the fuck up. Happy goddamn birthday from E.L. Connolly, from goddamn Sylvan, from motherfucking Brown to Washington and some other high schools I went to. We'll leave that alone. Because y'all know I went to all of them. I had one of the mamas that thought that if she transferred me, that would be the less friends I would have. What? I'm the motherfucking female player of the world. Everywhere I go, I'm going to make friends. Why the fuck you think I'm known all over the world? Why you think I'm named the female player of the world? Happy birthday, fellas, as nice as you want to be, because I'm as nasty as I want to be. From Maryland, T. Clef. Particular rendition of Happy Birthday, it just sent chills up my spine, providing that Dub Beats produced that. And for those that don't know, yes, right, Dub Beats, that's my motherfucking brother. Talent just didn't just jump on me. Trent said, I searched that motherfucker with MPM Entertainment. That's my little brother, too. And I ain't talking about no motherfuckers I'm claiming. That's my bloodline. Are you serious? Are you motherfucking serious? That's right. Dub Beats produced that goddamn rendition of Happy Birthday. That man, Malice Club, ate that shit alive. So I guess what? All of y'all that like that little Happy Birthday rendition, be at the Celebrity Libra Fair. It's going to be so many motherfucking celebrities. You know, I ain't even coming. Fuck that. I'm going to host the motherfucking not even be there. Because I'm talking about this going to be so. I'm talking about the official bread man. DJ Gabby the Gift. The Bread Brothers. Marilyn T. I ain't even finna tell y'all who all gonna be there. Cause then you gonna be, you know what? Y'all, you know what? Fuck this. I ain't even finna say nothing else. Y'all ain't even finna. If I keep saying something, y'all gonna get nervous. Yeah. And y'all gonna be, I'm scared to go. Don't be motherfucking scared. You know what I'm saying? But, happy birthday to Brittany, Rockstar Barrett, Kelsey Makaya. My dog, Kenya motherfucking Melson, Washington motherfucking High. That's why I know some of you all was, like, really confused at some point because of the way I speak at times. You know, I go from strictly professional to straight motherfucking hood. I'm an actress. That's what I fucking do. I mean, I'm sorry that in the event that I need to speak with an intellectual tweet, I can do that. And then straight take it to the motherfucking hood in a matter of, what, 1-2 seconds? Hey. Rest of y'all didn't learn how to do that shit. You got to be able to switch it up. You can't go in corporate talking about, hey, shawty. Look here, check this out. I can do this, I can do that. They're going to be looking at you like, well, you can get the fuck out of my face. You got to go in there and shake hands. Hell, when I go up and meet people, they don't even have a clue to what I do on hot. They done heard of hot already. They already know this shit is the hottest thing in the motherfucking world right now. And y'all don't tell nobody, but the president is looking for me. Do not tell him where I'm at. For those that know where I'm at, do not leak this shit out. I don't need Obama now standing at my motherfucking door right now. I'm serious. Happy birthday to Natural, Becca, Teresa, Christine, Creasy, and my motherfucking dog. You know what? This is my dog. I'm talking about, hey, Libra stick the motherfucking giver. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Tether fucking home. Stand the fuck up. My goddamn dog. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? This particular rendition right here, you know, I said, I wanted just, you know, I wanted something for the ladies to be, you know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker went and just murdered. Marilyn T. Clef assaulted the motherfucking happy birthday. She assaulted that son of a bitch. That son of a bitch gonna murder the shit. So, you know he wanted. Everybody looking for this motherfucker, but I ain't giving up no information. Y'all can lock me up, throw the fucking key away. I ain't giving up nothing. Shouts out to that motherfucker. Y'all know what time it is. Happy birthday, ladies. That son of a bitch will be at the motherfucking Libra affair, and I really hate it for the ladies because I happen to make a mistake and see this motherfucker perform. And right now, I mean, I'm speechless. I'm fucking speechless right now. Because that nigga don't just perform, he form per. He don't just perform, he form per. And for those that don't know what the fuck I just said, that was perform backwards. Form per. Okay? I don't need you lost. I need you to keep up. Keep the fuck up. And for those of you out that's really lost, let me help you get found. That's right. That's motherfucking right. Right now, I got on the check-in my home girl, the motherfucking infamous. Goddamn, for those that don't know, Shantae. Motherfucking Lene. What's going on, Shantae?
What it do, mama? What's good?
Hey, you know, I'm in rough form today. You know, I had a birthday Tuesday. And, you know, ever since, I say a week now, it's been drama jumping out left the motherfucking right. But, you know, I'm going to flush that shit. I'm going to flush it right now.
I flushed.
I'm done with this shit. I'm done. Oh, I got a call coming in. You know this reality, y'all. Juicy Shantae Lene, you seen...
Hey, how you doing?
See, that's what happens when you give niggas the ringtone. See what I'm saying? Hello? Doing the show right now, baby. Let me call you back, or you can call the show and listen. Yeah, this is reality, so, you know, I'm talking while I'm doing the show. I'm going to be wrote up. But, you know, since I'm a boss bitch, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I take it you all. Okay, well, I ain't going to keep talking because I don't want the world to know what we're talking about.
How we get
917. I can't. I'm doing the show. How the fuck you go? You know what? See. You know what, y'all? 889-8677. I'm going to need, you know what, you're going to be wrote up. Because, see, you interrupt. How the fuck I'm going to text you? All right, bye. See what I'm saying? This that bullshit, y'all. This that motherfucking bullshit. Now I got to be texting people the number because they late on the check-in. Hey, shout out to Four Low Loco, whatever the fuck this shit is. Oh, shit. What you say, Juicy? Hey. Shout out to that motherfucker 38 Hot, baby. That motherfucker say, hey, Shantae, you done heard people tell me, like, you know, I need some motherfucking money. I'm broke. I need some motherfucking money. You done heard that before, right, Shantae?
Shoot, I say that.
But guess what? This nigga 38 Hot say money need me. He said, you know, ain't no sitting there, I need some money. I need some bread. Them motherfuckers say money need me. I said, oh, shit. Can I be one of your bitches? Because you say money needs you. Hey, you know what? We're finna teach today. Shouts out to the motherfucking world. It's going down. I done had a motherfucking birthday. I turned 25 in a goddamn hat. And my nigga said, what the fuck is a hat? She got offended by the shit. I said, nigga, what you mean? What is a hat? What the fuck is a hat? However, I don't fall. I give a fuck. I don't know. I just know I turned 25 and that. Well, you look 16. It don't even motherfucking matter. For those of you all that's looking for the Fountain of Youth, I have it. Hit me up at my email, hottalkradio@gmail.com, and I will refer you to it as well. For those of you all that want to see me, search me on Tagged as Lady Libra number one. I'm on Moco Space as Hot Talk Lady Libra. Check me out on Facebook. You already know. Search Hot Talk Radio. Search Lady Libra Tequila Barner. Hey, just Google me. I will fucking come up. I'm everywhere. I'm a beautiful nightmare. Please believe it.
They don't know.
What the hell is that? Oh, that's got me bundled. Oh, shit. Hey, Shantae, y'all hear something? It's that nigga Showstopper. He bringing the thunder. Y'all search him on Facebook. Showstoppa, one word. Check out his
while
video.
While we doing shout outs, let me get some in.
Go ahead, boo-boo.
I am Shantae Lene. You can find me on Facebook. Shantae Lene, that's S-H-A-N-T-A, Faith, L-A-N-A. You can find me on Twitter at Shantae Lene. I represent Iris Isoa, that's I-R-I-S-I-S-O-A, at irisisoa.com. Twitter, Iris Isoa. Facebook, Iris Isoa Music. I also represent the official Bread Man, a.k.a. Bread. You can find him at theofficialbreadman.com. You can find him on Facebook, The Official Bread Man. You can find him on Twitter, I'm the Bread Man. I-M-T-H-E, Bread Man.
Hey, Shantae, I got a question.
Hit me
with it. Can you find him at the Celebrity Libra Affair?
Oh, yeah, you're going to find all of us at the Celebrity Libra
Affair. Oh, shit. But wait a minute, Shantae. You mean to tell me the official Bread Man is going to be at the motherfucking Celebrity? Oh, shit, I ain't coming.
Will be in the building.
I'm not coming to this shit. This shit going to be off. I can't come. I cannot come. This shit going to be serious.
You hosting. You're welcome to be there.
Shout out to the sweet boy.
You are Lady Libra. You got to be there.
I mean, but you don't say the official Bread Man is going to be in the Celebrity. I can't come to that. That nigga.
The official Bread Man is blowing up. Bread in the Kitchen, the hot single, is blowing up all over the ATL, all over the U.S. and Africa, over in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. Shouts out to Iloho, Owega, Helen Simbo. We appreciate all of y'all. We appreciate all y'all's support. Brandon Mills for the Networking in Atlanta event. DJ
shout
Aries, DJ Krispy Kreme, DJ Gabby the Gift, LaWanda Hall. I know I'm forgetting people, but shout out to my babysitters. Hey, we get it in. We stay working.
You know what I'm saying? We motherfucking on this shit. Y'all tripping if y'all think. You know the episode they have last week by the little stunt they have on High Top Radio? I know y'all didn't think that was going to slow anything. If anything, they made the shit jump off even more. But I had to go ahead and tell y'all that I neglected to mention that we have now took over motherfucking Malaysia. Where the fuck is that at, Shantae? Where the fuck is Malaysia and the UK? Ukraine. Shout out to 411 Loco, Ibuprofen 800s, because y'all, they done took the Vicodin from me. I'm telling you now, somebody don't give me some. Hey, hottideradio@gmail.com, I'm looking for Vicodin. They done gave me some punk-ass ibuprofen 800. What kind of fuck shit? And shout out to the switch. Well, I see you. It ain't time to pull nobody in yet. Hold on. I'm coming to you later, Libra. Hey. But I'm just trying to understand, Shantae Lanae, what the fuck is the Ukraine? That sounds scary to me. How the fuck Hot Top Radio done took over motherfucking the USA, the UK, Canada, the Philippines, the Bahamas?
You getting out there. People want to hear real people.
Oh, so Nigeria, Nicaragua.
I see you as real as they come. This is my first time on the show, my first time checking you out. But I see you real when I see you on the streets. You know, we be out. I run into you in the clubs. We out promo. You know, we both repping artists. And you are a real bitch, and I appreciate that.
Excuse me. You called me a bitch, baby. I don't be calling a bitch. I'm called a super bitch. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. For all of y'all listening, make sure you go join that page. And we have one for y'all weak hoes. We got stupid witches. That's the slow, timid, unattractive, insecure, and dingy witches of the motherfucking world. And y'all know who the fuck y'all are. Should I say it in Spanish? Uh-oh. I'm showing the fuck out again tonight. Hey, y'all. Shantae D. Blame Shantae. Blame it on the motherfucking Loco 411. Whatever the fuck it is. I didn't
do it. Don't kill on Lady Lever.
I'm sorry, Shantae. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Y'all know I had to get alley with it. But I'm just trying to figure out, if somebody know where the Ukraine and Malaysia is, let me know. Because, I mean, Serbia and Argentina and Belgium, Bahrain and Algeria. Yeah, I know I told y'all Russia the last time. But I'm just trying to figure out, all of a sudden now Charlotte is standing the fuck up. And that's where I'm from, for y'all that don't know. Yeah, y'all think I'm from the ATL. Hey, I've been alone to be from it. But Charlotte has now said, fuck this shit. We're finna represent, because that's our bitch. Beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. But I better unleash the bitch in y'all.
That's good.
You know what, Shantae and Juice? Today is, that's a boss Thursday. That's a motherfucking boss. And I'm sure all of y'all know what a fucking boss is. We are still celebrating Lady Libra's birthday. That's right. Because I don't celebrate on one day, the day I was born, October the 5th. And for those of y'all that don't know what your man was, October the 5th, that was Tuesday. October the 5th, I don't give a fuck of y'all in Africa, because I know y'all listening, because I got confirmation that I took over Africa a long time ago. Jamaica, if your man was missing on October the 5th, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but guess what? He was somewhere worshiping Lady Libra. If you were looking for your man on October the 5th, 2010, he was with Lady Libra. There you go. It is what it is. Take it. I'm sorry. It ain't my fault. We're also celebrating for all the Libras of the world. Stand the fuck up to the Celebrities Libra Affair going down October the 17th. That's right. That's right. Mark your motherfucking calendar. Y'all have been asking for the longest. I have a date now. October the 17th. Hey.
The Libra.
Okay, big.
All right. Now, boss, an employer or manager, one who controls an organization. You ain't even got to control no organization, if you ask me. Just be able to control your motherfucking self. Topic. Are you a boss with big capital motherfucking letters? What are some of the strategies to being an excellent boss? Is there something you want to say to your boss? Do you wish that your boss would transfer to another place of employment? Are you and your boss too close for comfort? You know what I'm saying? You hanging out with them, chilling with them, being at the motherfucking party and shit, then when you oversleep, you got to be like, hey, look here. Excuse me.
They already know
I couldn't get up on time because that dick was good last night, baby. That nigga rolled that pussy all night long. Uh-oh, excuse me. Okay, back to the topic. Do you? Okay. do you celebrate Boss's Day wholeheartedly? I mean, do you really feel like, you know, it's my boss? Because, you know, I'm the type of female, I don't even like to use the word boss. What? Boss? I got one boss, and he sit high and look low, baby. You might run the conglomerate. You might run the motherfucking corporation. You might run the business. That's all you motherfucking run, because you don't run me. Because that man that sit high and look low is who run me. So, you know, I don't know how y'all take it, but we finna talk about this shit tonight.
Talk about it.
Have you ever been taken advantage of by your boss? I got a story on that shit. Did you have a sexual relationship with your boss that went sour? Did your boss take advantage of their position? Do males or females make the better boss? Well, world, this should be interesting, and somebody may quit their job tonight. Right.
Somebody might do what?
Quit their
job,
baby. All because of their motherfucking boss.
Somebody
you know
may become
saying?
A boss themselves tonight.
Ride or die. For those who don't know what ride or die means, that's reach into dreams every day or die. Dig into motherfucking excuses. And for those of y'all that know Tony Danza, he was a goddamn star of that show called Who's the Motherfucking Boss. And we finna goddamn talk about this shit tonight, because tonight is that's a boss Thursday. And all the motherfucking bosses need to stand the fuck up. It's going down.
Boss ladies coming.
I know y'all was surprised and wondering the fuck what I was doing just now. But that's what I motherfucking do. I'm not predictable. I'm a boss, which means I do what I motherfucking please. Nobody tells me what the fuck to do, not even the nigga that's dicking me down. I don't give a fuck about no dick. I done had good dick before in my life. If any other females is on here now, between Juicy, my dog Shantae, and my girl Elle, if you could bear witness that just because you getting some good dick don't mean they tell you what the fuck to do, let me hear you say, ow, ow. Juicy didn't say nothing. She wrote the fuck up all got. Juicy.
Hey.
See what I'm saying? You always somewhat be in control because it's some good goddamn dick. Can you say wrote the fuck up?
Girl, non-lady
control me. I'm just saying, when you was a boss bitch, you don't worry about a nigga. A nigga worry about you.
You.
Can I get an amen, my dog?
Amen.
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 Hey. These folks who being a boss and just goddamn running a conglomerate. It's all kind of ways you can be a boss. I'm a motherfucking boss. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with boss niggas. Any nigga I fuck with is the head of something. He can be the head of hell for all I care. But, hey, that's just how I do it. Hey, I fuck with niggas that bring the...
You are our honest boy.
I fuck with niggas that bring the... Nothing but the thunder. Only bosses can bring thunders. You got to own your own business. You got to own your motherfucking self. I'm Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be fucking well, because I will always be a beautiful nightmare. And for those that didn't know it, I'm telling you tonight. Because I understand that every day I gain new listeners. I have literally taken over the motherfucking world. And guess what? I ain't going to stop till I take over the sun. I know some of y'all sitting there tonight, how the fuck she think she's going to take over the motherfucking sun? Watch me, bitch. Watch me. And do I need to say it in motherfucking Spanish? I'm finna teach these hoes tonight, y'all. Because see, here's some hoes sitting up losing sleep by some fuck shit. How the fuck you going to wake me up if, you know what?
In the middle of the night to talk
in
about
in the middle
some
of
stuff.
Night about some fuck shit. You, I'm a boss bitch. You don't wake me up on no fuck shit till.
If it ain't about money.
Hey, say it one more time, Phil. One more time.
Why are we wasting time?
Hey. They don't understand. They don't understand. But, you know, my dog. If you're a boss nigga, call in right now. Press 1 in the event that you desire to say something. That would alert me that you want to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy fucking listening. Because, you know, the switchboard is
right
up. But I understand that y'all like to listen because y'all be afraid. But don't be afraid. I'm Lady Libra. I ain't going to bite. I'm a motherfucking bug. I promise. I ain't going to bite. But if you was a boss nigga, stand the fuck up.
Come home with a thug, let's get cracking. Always well, baby, cause it should happen. She leave the back seat, just a freak in the Magnum. Hopped out the Magnum, hopped in the tray, just to let the top back and thank God for the day. Who gives a f*** what a hater gotta say? I made a couple $1 million last year dealing with. Still in the streets, strapped with them things. She in love with a G, so she tatted my name. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. 10 black made back to back in the lane. I'ma make it rain, then I'ma make it back. You are just a lame little homie, that's a fact. Working with the police, acting like you know me. Fresh out of jail already in your seat.
Got a fresh line up, get fresh outfit. About to have a parking lot on smash. Plus I got a Chevy with a 454 in this room. Got 125 on the dash.
to cut it off. I swear I didn't. I swear I did. Y'all know, hey, that's what happened when you a boss. You can fuck around with the switchboard and ain't shit nobody can say about it. Who gonna write me up other than my motherfucking co-host? And then now I turn around and write their ass. So you can't write me up. I'm Lady Libra. I will turn around and shit on it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. I'm Lady Libra. I ain't supposed to talk like that. Y'all skew me. Hey, what's going on? Fuck this shit. I'm trying to. Oh, goodness. Shout out to Brandon Milch. Shout out to Blue. Shout out to my motherfucking dog, 38 motherfucking hot. Shouts out to 38 motherfucking hot. That nigga say money need him, y'all. Have y'all ever heard some shit like that before? Y'all mics are open.
Y'all took me out tonight.
And I be on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
The ruler.
I'm just saying. Shout out to the goddamn switchboard. The switchboard is lit the fuck up as usual. But in the event that y'all get bold enough and want to say something, press the number one. And that will let me know that you done got your balls in your hand, your pussy in your hand, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and you ready to goddamn say something. You ain't got to be scared of me. I promise you don't. Let me prove it to you. See, this is how crazy I am. Shit like that and don't give a fuck. Only Lady Libra. Because I'm a boss, bitch. I'm a boss. I can give a fuck what anybody thinks. I don't give a fuck. I'm a female player the whole wide world. And if you're not a female player, this ain't the show for you. Because I'm here to teach the women. Stop sweating this bullshit. You know what? AL, a female called me at 6:30 in the morning. I'm laying next to her nigga. Why, I mean, hey, excuse me. I'm sorry. And I woke up and talked to her. I'm like, why are you up at 6:30 in the morning? Get what she told me, L. Juicy. Shantae Lene. Get what she told me.
What she say?
I'm listening to Hot Top Radio. You know what I did? I fired up the helicopter. And I rolled over to the building that I'm looking at. Because one of my men told me, baby, look for your building. Because I'm getting ready to put you in whatever you fucking want. I said, you calling me about some nigga that ain't even laying?
Oh,
we gotta call this guy to him. Now, provided they come in right. Because my helicopter is ready. Because I'm ready to go wherever the fuck they calling me from. Check the situation. Y'all know how I am. I'm Lady Libra. I don't play no motherfucking game. Shantae, are you a Libra?
Yes, ma'am. I am a Libra.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you a motherfucking Libra or are you a motherfucking Libra?
I am a motherfucking Libra.
You sure?
And I'm saying Lene is a motherfucking Libra.
When is your motherfucking birthday?
Get your pockets right. So that
when
you
is your birthday?
The 21st.
Oh, shit.
Get the gifts ready. I think I'm early, late.
Hey, AL, do you know any motherfucking Libras? Because I got a feeling that one of my people that you fuck with real, real close, that you fuck with the long way, is a goddamn Libra, and they're going to be the celebrity Libra fan.
Are you talking about DJ Gabby the Gift?
The motherfucking
Gift.
Oh, heck
no.
You gotta
I know
put
y'all ain't calling me
in.
Out.
Are you
AL,
talking
about are you
DJ
fucking with motherfucking Gabby
the
Gift?
No comment, but I can
you
tell
the
you
fuck
that
up.
President.
You wrote the
president
fuck up.
President Barack
boss, bitch,
Obama's a Libra. His birthday
are you
was
a boss,
yesterday.
Bitch, L?
Am I what?
A boss, bitch.
I suppose so.
Because you're going to be rolled up if you're not. Let's see what this call is.
Wait a minute. Is that L?
Because, I mean, if they don't come in right, they're going to be shot.
Is that L.A. from the other line?
I don't know. We're going to see. What's going on, caller? Your mic is open.
I'm calling into the radio station.
You know what, y'all?
LaWanda, is that you, dear?
They said they called into the radio station, but they ain't saying shit. I mean, the switchboard is lit the fuck up. I'm sorry, it's going down as usual. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. I got my dog, L, on the goddamn line. I got my sidekick, Juicy. Juicy. Juicy.
Juicy, where you at?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, y'all. Y'all know how I be on that motherfucking shit. Hey, her mic on mute, y'all. Excuse me. Juicy.
Can you hear me?
Your mic. Juicy. Juicy, your mic is open.
How?
Uh-oh, see, she wrote up. Are you
high?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Juicy, are you? Hold on, wait a minute, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had the mic on mute because you know I've been drinking and yeah, you know how I do. When I be, you know,
oh.
Hey, this reality at this motherfucking bed.
Reality radio.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Hey, Juicy. Shout out to 38 Hot, boo.
She's hot, hot, so hot.
Don't you be playing that,
DJ
girl.
Ooh, see? Wait, hold on. Didn't check it out my mouth.
Uh-oh, what you got in your mouth, girl? Am I, what I taught you to do?
Yes.
For those that are listening, in the event that you want your man to sit the fuck down, keep the dick in your mouth or the be in somebody else's.
Oh,
look,
wow.
Hey, if I'm wrong, then tell me. Tell me, because the last time I checked, if it ain't in your mouth, it's in somebody else's. So if you don't want it in nobody else's mouth, keep it in yours. Ladies, this is a man's world. James Brown told y'all that shit years and years and years and years, a long, long, long time ago.
And
y'all,
somebody lied to
his
ass, too.
Hey, I listen to what a man tell me. Because, see, I understand I came from that ragged-ass real. You know what I'm saying? So even though we feel like we equal and we can do just as much, they can stand up and pee. But when we try to do the shit, it run down our legs. Am I right or wrong, ladies?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you that you might can try to do some shit a man
but
do.
Since when did standing up pissing make somebody a boss?
I didn't say. Look, listen, pimp. Listen, I'm trying to enlighten the world. You know, listen. This is Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra coming through you motherfucking speaking. And what I do is I'm trying to save the world one short time. You do not realize that a lot of people that's in jail is all because a woman don't understand a man? You ain't even know what just happened to you. I just told you that 95% of the crimes that are committed on this earth and why people can't sleep at night is all because a woman don't understand her man or a man. How about that? Now, wait a minute. Cause DJ Pimpin' Sweet gonna check in, motherfucking Swerve gonna check in, and then my nigga Polo, my man, gonna stand the fuck up tonight, and he gonna tell him, you got to understand a man first. See, first of all, ladies, we gotta always remember that this is a man. He was created first. We were made from that.
How you gonna understand something that don't understand theyself?
Hey, that's what we're here for. We here to understand. We here to help them motherfuckers understand.
Well, we need to get some of them on the line. Call us in and help us
understand.
When
they bitch ass and stop being so scared and put, for you motherfuckers that's listening, press the number one that's going to let me know that you ain't no bitch no more and that you willing to say something, and I'm going to bring your ass in. I'm going to try to be as gentle as I can with your punk ass, but that's how I am, Lady Libra. I don't hold back for no goddamn body. Right now, the ladies is finna goddamn teach. Now, first of all, ladies, understand, first of all, let me take a breath because it's finna be deep.
Please,
she made
Shantae Lene about to go in on this one.
Be fair. Because you're a Libra. I know you equipped. Now, I need y'all to understand I'm Lady Libra and I know all things. I was sent here as a messenger, and in a minute, they're going to be looking for me. But don't y'all tell them where I'm fucking at. Don't y'all just goddamn say, I don't know where the fuck that bitch at. She crazy. Act like you don't even know me. Are they looking for me right now? But the first thing I want to tell y'all is that this is a man's world. And hell no, they can't do shit without a woman or a girl. But you got to understand that you will never, ever in your motherfucking life be nothing other than a choice to a man. Number one, we are number they motherfucking asses. So everything that your ass can't do is fall in more that's going to do it better. So, when you sitting up wondering why your man didn't answer the phone, why he didn't come home, why he in another state, whatever the fuck it is he telling you, I promise you, 99.9999999% of the time it's because he done found some better pussy. And I'm going to tell you, a nigga's always looking for something better. So what you need to do at home is step your game. Or like I tell the ladies, keep the dick in your mouth if you don't want it in nobody else. It's just that fucking simple. Now, if you disagree with me, you just don't know. But what you got to do is make your encounter with your man so memorable.
Or if they disagree with you, they just not cut like that.
I'm a Libra,
and I'm not cut like that. A nigga is a goddamn choice to me. You either a need or a won't.
There you go.
Either I need you or I want you.
Say it one more time. I'm trying to tell the women to stop sweating about a motherfucking dick. Some shit you can't do nothing about. Tell them one more time. Because somebody's going to get wrong.
That's the reason why niggas think that they can do females like that, because you give them too much props. You make them think that you can't make it without them. You just need them, or you got to have them. Females need to stand up and get on their own ground and get out here and get their own money. So Sean Taylor, they going to let them know a nigga is a need. It's a want, not a need.
See, 38 Hot, my dog say money need him. He say he don't need money. Money need him. Before I worry about a nigga, he'll worry about me, baby. Let me tell you something. Stop losing motherfucking sleep. Be a boss, bitch. A boss not worried about the employees. He's worried about his company. Do you agree, L? Do you agree, Shantae? Do you agree, Juicy?
I agree on that.
You think a boss is worried about his motherfucking employees? An employee is replaceable. Everything is replaceable. The boss is worried about the fucking company. Y'all better I'm sick of this shit. Somebody need to motherfucking, I'm a motherfucking boss. My dog, Shantae Lanae, a motherfucking boss. My dog, I don't fuck with nothing but boss bitches. We some motherfucking boss bitches, whether you want to believe it or not. For those that don't want to believe it, please believe it. Rashida, explain to them about how it is to be a boss chick. Because for some reason, the world don't understand.
See, it's all about the way you put it down, right? Gotta be sexy. Gotta be in control, you know?
You ain't never met nobody fly like me.
That's a damn show.
Hey, cause I'm a boss.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
You ain't never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
You ain't never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
Google me, baby. I'm driving them crazy.
Yeah.
Girl, so fly.
You can call me amazing.
Boss chick, that's the motto.
We set shit off.
We don't follow.
We know gaga.
We know swallow.
Brush flames out the way like they did on Apollo.
Amiga.
I ain't stuck up, I got a Kanye ego.
Getting to the money like my name was Nina.
How you think I got all this Louis and Dio?
I ain't just talking pimp, this what I stand for.
An independent chick who be stacking them bankrolls.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
I'm a boss team.
You ain't never met nobody fly like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
He never met nobody flat like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I got my own house, I got my own car. Like Lupe said, I'm a superstar. I rock a white art class with the snow white rim.
If you ain't on, sit down, like Webby Dan.
I'm a boss like Tyra, Kimora Beyonce.
Won't catch me slipping, your girl stay flousy.
What I need you for if you can't get that?
Playing in my piggy bank, I ain't with that.
I'm the type to run the credit and swag check.
Why you flexing when you living paycheck to paycheck?
You already know I ain't selling for less.
I'm a boss chick, so that means I rock with the best.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I'm a boss chick.
I ain't never met nobody flat like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss
chief.
He never met nobody flat like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
Now where the bouncers who be raising them keys?
Pick them up and drop them off
in your soccer mom wheel.
Ain't nothing, always paying the bills.
So I can rock coat to a fit from Beverly Hills.
Gotta keep the hair and nail spray.
Can play any position, but never the mistress.
You can work it 9 to 5 or on your own business.
Long as you run this shit, it never easily impress.
Stay in control 24/7.
Keep it 100, always trendsetting.
I deliver like UPS, cause I'm a motherfucking BOSS.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
He never met nobody flat like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
I'm a boss chief.
He never met nobody flat like me. Own house, own car, got my own money.
I'm a boss.
Y'all had to steal me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, she would let y'all motherfucking know she's a boss. Boss. I don't even know how to be nothing else but a boss. I'm sorry. Skill me. Skill me. And like I said, anybody don't motherfucking like it, meet me at the gun range, baby. Cause I am, hey, ain't I? Ain't I that motherfucking bitch?
Oh.
And I,
no. Word, that's my cut now.
Hey. Y'all better stop playing. Y'all playing too much tonight. Where my dog L at?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Where my dog Shantae at?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Where my dog Juice at?
Right here, baby.
Oh, okay. Because you know where the switchboard is lit the fuck up. Shout out to the motherfucking switchboard. But you know, hey, L, we turned the motherfucking...
Shout out the flyer promo now.
Who said one more time? I dropped some. I ain't here.
Oh, sorry. Flyer promo now. Shout out the flyer promo now.
Oh, okay. Shout out to my dog, DJ the Gabby the Gift, whose birthday was October the 1st.
My blood brother.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to motherfucking DJ. I'm sorry, he was doing the damn thing at the Brandon Mills networking event. That shit was so goddamn hard. For those of y'all that listen, be sure to tune. Hey, make sure you make it to the next one, call. Hey, shouts out to goddamn Ty Martin. Shouts
Ty Martin.
Hey, this shit is serious, man. This shit is really, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm really flabbergasted.
Shout out to Brandon Mills networking an event November 3rd, 2010 at Opera. Contact Shantae Lene if you want to sponsor a table.
Hey, shout out to Cheribelle Bradley, CEO, Mississippi Magnolia Productions, baby. Theatrical company. Y'all already know they leave me for you come to the goddamn screen. Y'all knew that shit when y'all first heard the first show I produced. Y'all knew I'm coming to the TV. Y'all knew that. I tell y'all what. I got a confession. For those of you out that see stars and y'all be like, oh, they just blew up overnight. Ain't no such fucking animal. I promise you, every goddamn body that blow the fuck up been at this shit since they was goddamn born. I came out the womb saying, where the fucking TV at? Because I want to be on that motherfucker. I got myself, not my mama, not my dad, not my auntie, not my grandmama. I got myself on BET when I was 10. Santino Evans, one of the ones that motherfucking remember. Ask his motherfucking ass. He'll tell you, yeah, the retarded bitch was on motherfucking cable snapping. Because I started out as a female rapper. But guess what? I'm an artist. That means I do a lot of motherfucking things. Shout out to Apple J. That's my clothing line made for the motherfucking curvy, short, thick women of the motherfucking world. That's right. That's the motherfucking right. For those that got a motherfucking waist of 25, 26, with a motherfucking hip measurement of 40, I got you, boo.
Got you.
Apple J. That's French for climax. Reaching your peak in fashion. Oh, excuse me. I got sidetracked for a minute. Shout out to 38 Hot Schizo Productions.
Shout out to Apple.
Girl, you better shut the hell up. Don't you be motherfucking saying those. Ooh. That nigga's
going down, baby.
Hey. Shout out to DJ Gabby the Gift. Shout out to my dog, the official. Y'all watch that word official, baby. Official bread man. Y'all, you know what?
There's a lot of bread man, but there can only be one official, baby.
And it's only one official showstopper, baby. It's only one. You know, every time I start showstopper and showstoppers, I'd be like, are you serious? You really thought you stopped some? Oh, okay. I hate it for you, Bootney. Bootney. That's right. I switch this shit up at every second, I feel like. That nigga, searching my motherfucking Facebook, S-H-O-W-S-T-O-P-P-A, one motherfucking word. Click on some of them videos. Go to YouTube and search reality. Y'all know how to spell reality. Just one fucking word, space. Showstopper, S-H-O-W-S-T-O-P-P-A, TV, that's one word. Reality, one word. Showstopper, TV, one word. And check out that motherfucking video. Then y'all will see. I don't brag on no bullshit. Because you know what? Only the best will survive over here. If you hear something come out of my mouth, just know it's official.
It's
official bread,
though.
Man. Motherfucking my dog, DJ Gabby the Gift. I don't speak bullshit. Bullshit, dog. I never even had a cavity. Don't nothing come out of my mouth that ain't right. I don't know why I look. I had my wisdom teeth pulled. Because they were in the fucking way. I never even had a cavity. So you know I ain't finna talk nothing that ain't right. You can sign up on that shit. All y'all motherfucking major producers that's listening, because I know y'all listening. Y'all always let me know. Y'all think I'm one of the realest bitches. I am the realest bitch. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Bye.
I don't give a fuck because I'm living every day like it's my last, because one day it will be. But y'all know if I co-sign on some shit, it's major because I'm a boss. And for those that's not, I really feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. But I want to let y'all know about this motherfucker who killed Uncle Pete. Comedy murderer mystery. Sure to keep you laughing until your side hurts. Damn, this sounds like some shit I wrote. Uh-oh, excuse me. Solve murder. $20 general admission. Sunday, October the 17th, 2010. 6 o'clock p.m. Porter Stanford III Performing Arts Center. That's 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. That's my goddamn dog, Cheribelle Bradley, C-E fucking O. That's right. And for though I'm telling y'all because y'all know lately we're gonna be in some of this shit. Let me tell you something. For those who don't know me, I have a prophetic calling. I ain't even gotta be done had the vision, but if I say it, I promise you, not 99.9999999, but 100 90% of the time, whatever I fucking say, go transpire. And if you don't believe it, ask my motherfucking body. That's all you got to do. Who killed Uncle Pete? My dog, Sherry. Motherfucking Belle Bradley. Writer, playwright. It's going down. October the 17th, 2010, 6 o'clock p.m., the same day the Celebrity Libra Festival. What I'm going to tell y'all to do, this is what I want y'all to do on Sunday. I want y'all to go to church. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you for letting me see another day. Hallelujah. La, 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 la. Pay your tithes. Come out of that motherfucker. Go take your bath. Get dressed. Then I want you to go down to 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. Port of Sound for the Third Performing Arts Center. I want you to see her play. Check out the motherfucking wig. Go check it out. Come, hey, go dress there nicely. Because Celebrity Libra, I'm not letting your ass in unless you're on point. I don't need no bullshit around me. I'm not no bullshit. You attract what you are. If you some bullshit, you attract bullshit. I'm a billion dollar bitch. So I attract billion dollar people. And if you don't believe me, you should have seen me at the networking party. Nothing walked up to me that didn't have billions. I'm sorry. Excuse me. My fault. I take the full responsibility. Shout out to my dog, L. Now, take right. your ass down, see the play, then come on down, downtown, park your car to the Celebrity Libra Fest, come on in infrared, and enjoy your motherfucking self, because it's going down. It's going down. My dog, Ty Martin, that's right. I'm talking about right now, everybody goddamn coming at a bitch. I don't even know what the fuck to do. You think I was a motherfucking prostitute selling pussy. I swear to God, where these motherfuckers coming to me. Hey. Money, hey. Talent recognize talent, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, why me? Now, hey, I ain't even asking that question. I know why me. He made me, so I know why.
Oh, yeah.
But Ty Martin wrote a play called Lord, Why Me? Good gracious of life. Going down October the 10th, 2010. 4:30 to 7:30, that's right. The Buckhead Theater. That's 3110 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Tickets in advance, $25, $30 at the door.
Get out of the door, playwright Ty Martin.
Tell them about Ty Martin, boo. They think I'm talking shit. They already know in time.
Playwright Ty Martin. He'd be at the networking in Atlanta events. Along with other black business professionals, white business professionals, everyone is in the building. And Ty Slay, Lord, Why Me, is deep.
It's deep.
Definitely a production you don't want to miss.
That's all. That's all I'm going to play with. They know I ain't even going to say no shit. They ain't even motherfucking legit.
Yeah.
I got too much to say. We talking bullshit. And just if you don't know, these are some more bad people. That's right. All this motherfucking talent. Support your people. And y'all all be sitting there kind of there. But,
I also want to plug my movie, if that's all right. Fast Money coming out on DVD soon. Shout out to Jesse Cleaves and Loretta Wilson, written, directed, and produced by both of them. I'm the executive producer. Fast Money movie trailer on YouTube.com right now.
Hey.
Coming to your hood soon.
I wanted to tell Facebook, shout the fuck out, because I ain't never seen no shit like this in my life. Facebook ain't no motherfucking joke.
All right.
Facebook ain't a joke. You connect with old family and friends.
I'm sorry. People ain't even know I was from Ken too long contacting me. I'm like, oh,
yeah, you can get plenty of that.
Who y'all uncle is? The one that leans to the left and we walking to the right. Okay. Well, all right then.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get off subject, but real quick about Facebook, literally, I had to, like, delete a lot of my family, like, start another page, for real. But
no,
Facebook, you didn't.
No,
I'm going to send them naked pictures if you don't get off my page.
I was like, no, I got to have my homegirl page and my business page. And
you remind me to send that picture to you, pimp. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lady Libra, it's all your fault.
I, you know what? I take responsibility for everything. I take responsibility for all these women that are looking for their men. For all these motherfucking marriages. I'm the fucking female. This is where I'm. I'm thinking your man. My pussy get wet off thinking I can take your man. But see, when you a beast and a motherfucking boss like Elle, my Shantae Lene type dog, Juicy, you don't worry about me. Because you think you got the same mentality I got. Money need me. I don't need money. A nigga worrying about me. I ain't worrying about no nigga.
Let's eat.
I sit on a motherfucking nigga face. I sit on his face and tell him to take a big whiff. And remember the smell of this, baby. For that way you'll know I done gave it to somebody else. Okay. The nigga don't worry about me. You been cheating on me. What? Cheating on you? Well, how you do that? I didn't mean to. I cheat when I wake up. Because I wake up thinking about how the next move, what the next move I'm going to make. And I don't give a fuck who I take down. I need all the females in the world to start thinking like me. See, I'm finna drop something real serious on y'all. I know from this day forward, I'm going to have a lot of problems out of my men because of the statement I'm finna make. But guess what? I'm a female player of the world. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, I give a fuck.
You a boss.
Hey, say it one more time, Pimp.
You a boss.
The motherfucking 411, 4 loco, 4. Then it can be 9 loco. I don't give a fuck. So I give a fuck for. But, let me tell you something. This is the key to everything. Think the worst of everybody you come in contact with. That way, no matter what they do, they can't hurt you. You have not already thought the worst of them. But there's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all put too much motherfucking faith in
people. Expectations on people.
And then I put all my faith in my man. I said, bitch, you should have put your faith in God. Fuck is wrong with you, hoe? Fuck is you putting your faith in man? For man was made, hoe.
Man will tell you every time.
If I think you's a motherfucking murderer and you go out and cheat on me, that's minor compared to you killing me. Think the worst of a nigga. When you look at him thinking, he think of him fucking your child. Think the worst of a motherfucker. That way, no matter what they do to you, they can't hurt you. Don't let no motherfucker hurt y'all. I'm telling you. A nigga is the last thing you got to worry about. Let me tell you something. A nigga ain't got shit to give you because guess what? He didn't make shit. God made all this. He made the world. He made the sun. That's one place we can't go to. And they take their ragged ass to the moon. They send motherfucking cameras to a motherfucking other planet. They can't take their monkey ass to the sun. Am I right, Lene?
No, they can't do that.
Okay, am I right? L.
Yeah.
Juicy, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't send nothing to the sun before it get that milk. They better motherfucking relax. Y'all don't worry about the wrong motherfucking thing. Man can't give you shit because they ain't made shit. What the fuck you worry about one for? Do you. And if you got my mentality to do you till you're satisfied. Because I'm damn sure going to do me. Lose sleep by the... I wish I would wake up at 6:30 in the morning and call Am, bitch, and listen to my mama. Mama don't mean to call you no bitch, but if you think like I think, I'm calling you beautiful. I'm calling you intellectual. I'm calling you talented, charismatic, and honorable. Guess what, Mama? I couldn't be the bitch I am without you because you made me. But
you
guess what?
Well.
I couldn't be the bitch I am without my mama.
My mother,
me.
Rose. Rose is from restaurant in Beloit, Wisconsin. Shout out to Beloit.
Daddy.
Happy birthday.
Daddy. Somebody got offended because I called my mama a bitch. I just told y'all what it means. Y'all better motherfucking listen. I'm trying to enlighten the world one show at a time. Bosses. Motherfuckers that's in control. When you's a boss, bitch, you ain't losing no... Hey, lose sleep out of
nigga. Queen, bitch, in a good way.
Say,
yeah.
Super
queen,
bitch.
In a good way.
Y'all better get y'all a T-shirt, because guess what? We got that motherfucking Scorpio costume affair going on, and I'm going to be standing in the goddamn building with my super bitch on. My suit bitch t-shirt with some motherfucking tights. And all of y'all that know me, know my measurements are 34, 26, 40. and the theme song will be being played. Y'all better be at that Celebrity Libra Fest, because it's going to be sick. Stop losing sleep by niggas. They ain't, this world belongs to God. If you're going to lose sleep by somebody, let it be by the man who made your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Be worried about what he going to do. Y'all said he cheating on me. He better not cheat. What?
And? So what?
Nigga
we'll be ready to take down a whole squad of females over a nigga.
Hey, Shantae, let me tell you what the first thing nigga wake up. When he wake up in the morning, ooh, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. How much pussy I'm going to get today?
Ain't
y'all
thinking about that.
I got the ability to read their mind before they can even say it, think it. How much sleep I'm going to get today? And you're sitting there waking up talking about, he cheating on me. He ain't cheating. He cheating on me. How about cheating on me? You're cheating on my
mom.
You're worshiping this motherfucking man.
Nigga chasing down her dream.
You're worrying about what a nigga going to do to you, but you ain't worried about what God going to do. Man, somebody need to evaluate this shit. I'm a boss. I ain't worried about my employees. I'm worried about the company. Y'all better think about that analogy. Fuck, I'm worried about an employee for. It's other employees that need work, bitches. Now, excuse me. Because bitch is a good thing. Witches. Stupid witches. You motherfucking slow, timid, unattractive, insecure, dingy. Witches that well, be sure to join that pay. Don't be ashamed.
Tell them
y'all
running
around spilling names? Go spill some shit from a creative bitch. Shout out to Fat Burger. Uh-oh. Y'all skew my hair. I got me a hamburger.
Oh, no.
Skill me? I said skill me. Skill me. When you the boss, bitch, you ain't worried about the employees. You worried about the company. I'm trying to get them to understand. Boss up, motherfucker. Boss up, please. Y'all disturbing, y'all waking me up with this bullshit. I'm tired of waking up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning having to counsel motherfuckers and shit.
And I get
if
paid.
You want to know if your man is cheating, yes, he is. Yes, he the fuck he is. It's his dick. He's going to do what he want to do with it. It ain't yours. He my fiance. Bitch, I don't give
a
fuck if
he's
your husband.
It, then you already know the answer.
Exactly.
Hey. All I can say
if
is keep your dick in your mouth.
You already
and it won't
know
be
the
nobody
answer.
Else.
Fall back.
All I can say when you're on the phone with your homegirl, put the dick in your mouth and then go back to the conversation. You worry about what he's doing with his dick? Because I promise you, a man's mentality is, I'm going to live every day like it's my last, because one day it will be. No matter what the fuck it takes, I'm going to fuck as much as I can and enjoy my goddamn self. And guess what? For every motherfucking nigga, it's 70 bitches. So, all I can say is be the one that get the best head. Hey, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and until you realize you're going to be miserable. I ain't losing no. I wish I would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning calling the bitch saying, I'm listening to y'all show.
And I wish I would be in a rat race for a man.
Bitch, listen to the show and learn, ho. Hey, Shantae, that bitch say, look, that bitch say, I'm listening to your show. That's okay, then. I'm going back to
you. Did you learn
anything? Because, I mean, you calling me, I mean, hey, if you're looking for your man, I promise you he with me. I got all of them. If you're looking for him, he with me. I don't give a fuck if he's 80 years old. If you're looking for your man, he with me. And if he ain't with me, he with Shantae. And if he ain't with Shantae, he with my girl.
I ain't even gonna lie. He ain't with me.
Where he at, Shantae?
I guarantee you, if you're looking for your man, he's not with me, unless he's out getting money for me.
Oh shit! Because you was a boss, right? And
I don't want nobody's man. I don't want nobody's problem. I just got rid of my own.
I'm telling you. So what I'm trying to tell you. The message in what I just said, the subliminal motherfucking message is, if he ain't with me, he with somebody else. So what
True
you
enough.
Need to do is work on yourself. Make yourself happy. Stop
True
worrying
enough.
About a nigga. Be a boss.
Be a boss.
Be a boss. I'm bossy. Are you bossy, Shantae?
No.
Ain't even got to ask, right?
You ain't even got to ask the question. CEO
sure?
Shantae Renee in the building representing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is.
25.
You know, it's a hard pill to swallow. When they tell you you're strange, and you ain't hot. But in the blink of an eye, they got on what you got. That means I'm a bop.
I'm the chick that raised the shit. I told young Stella he's
Uh-oh, y'all, excuse me. Hold on, the line ringing.
Yeah, we still here. I'm here.
Uh-oh, Lady Libra has left the building.
Lady Libra has left the building. Where you at, Lady Libra? You need to come back in. It's your show. This your show, Lady Libra. Where you at?
That's what's up. That's cool. No, don't have her call me tonight. Don't have her call me tonight. Okay, that's what's up. They on the way right now. Yeah?
Hello? Okay. Hello?
Yeah, Lady Libra.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. This is some bullshit, y'all. Y'all already know how high top radio is. Whatever fucking happens is what fucking happens. Let me try to figure this shit out. Y'all had to skill me, y'all. Shout out to 411, whatever the fuck it is. Hey. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
This is some bullshit.
Yeah, we hear you.
Am I echo on? Because I will echo on your ass.
No, it's clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Shout out to the switchboard. Shout out to the motherfucking switchboard.
Shout out
to all our co-hosts. And do know that all the motherfucking co-hosts are wrong the fuck up. I get tired of them being scared because Lady Libra is in rare form. And for those of you all that want to know how to get your buzz on real good, get you something to drink. I don't give a fuck what it is. It can be motherfucking gas for all I give a fuck.
Oh.
Add some Gatorade to that shit.
Oh, wow.
Add some Gatorade to that shit and see what the fuck happens. Hey, that's what I do. I keep it 100. I don't bullshit. Excuse me. That's all I can say, excuse me. Shout out to 38 Hot. He say money need him.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
to 38 Hot. You can follow him on Twitter at DJ GABIE. Again, that is DJ GABIE.
And for those of you all don't know how to follow me, follow Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. That's 2010. If you don't know what the year 2010 is, write it down and figure it out. Because if you don't, you need some prayer. I'm talking about Facebook right now. I need to call me and say I apologize. I literally got the motherfucking hottest page on this bitch. I got the hottest page on this bitch. I got the hottest page. And all y'all that keep tagging me, all y'all super fine-ass bros. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something, Lady Libra. I am the realest bitch ever walking in this motherfucker. I can appreciate a bitch that's 20, let me see, hold on, 32, 34, 36, whatever the fuck you want to call it, 25, and in y'all cases, 34, 36. And other real people sizes, shout out to Juicy. Shout out to my dog, Ill. Shout out to my dog, Sean Taylor Nate. Let me give y'all our measurements. Between 34, 36. Between 26 and 30. And motherfucking 40 to 44. Excuse me. Sorry. Shout out to Apple J. Made for the real woman. Now I understand y'all slim ones that don't eat that motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? What y'all eat? Goddamn. Hold on, let me think. Don't eat nothing but goddamn grill fish. Do you? Hey.
Yeah.
Do you? I promise you, the way you do you, make us stick out. Cause when we come in the motherfucking room dropping ass and hips, all eyes be on us. Uh-oh, did I say that out loud? Y'all have to skill me. I'm trying to do better. We some boss bitches.
He ain't done with you yet.
Hey. And now the motherfucking Swerve, DJ Pimper Sweet, Polo, Baby Daddy Polo, wrote the fuck up. They, you know what I'm saying? The switchboard is lit the fuck up. Excuse me. Shout out to all our listeners. But we're just boss. Got to be a boss Thursday.
Yeah.
And when you was a boss, when you a boss, what the fuck are you worried about? Hey, I got a situation one time. When I first started working, when I was 16, Juicy, Shantae, L, when I was 16, I first started working, right? So the dude that was managing the little situation or whatever, I was working at KFC. You know what I'm saying? I started out on point, everything just fine. Went to work at KFC. Sitting up eating biscuits whole. Hey, when they first came out with the Oreo swings, barbecue wings, and motherfucking hot wings.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as they come out of the grease, I'm sitting up eating them like a pig. Just, ooh, this shit good. Next thing you know, I had love handles. Where the fuck that shit came from? I'm sitting up here tripping. You know what I'm saying? I went from a size, I think I was maybe a 14 when I went to work there. And I left, I was a 20. That's some fuck shit. Fuck shit. I'm telling y'all, people, stay the way the fuck. Stay the way the fuck. You heard it right. Stay the way the fuck. Stay the way the fuck. I said it the way I want it, motherfucker. I'm going to leave on the ball.
Make your own words up because you a boss.
Say it one more time, pimp. They don't hear us.
Make your own words up because you a boss.
We finna change this radio station from Hot Top Radio to Boss Bitch Radio. What you think?
Because we changing the game up.
Hey, say that. Oh, you know what? You know what? Bitch, you showing the fuck out tonight. You know what? And I got sis, every time I fire my motherfucking AK, a bitch think I'm shooting at her. Let me let her know I am. Hold on. Let me let her know I am. I'm trying to retard that bitch say, she's shooting at me when she fired an AK. If you think I'm shooting at you, I am. I'm shooting at your mama. I'm shooting at your daddy. Get what, bitches? I'm shooting at your children. Fuck with it if you want to. Idiot, what did I let it leave? I don't give a fuck. Grab your pussy like they grab their nuts and say, fuck this shit. Stop losing sleep by niggas. Let them lose sleep by you. I promise you, your niggas sitting up with you laying up where my me. And I'm doing me. I'm sitting up smelling like your nigga right now. I smell like your nigga. Whoever the fuck he is, I smell like him. Hey, I smell like your nigga right now. And if you kiss him, he smell like me. Uh-oh. Excuse me. I ain't mean to say that. I ain't mean to tell them if they kiss that man, he smell like me. I ain't mean to say that. I repent right now for saying some shit like that. I'm just saying, we finna turn this shit to motherfucking real bitches. Boss Bitch Talk Radio. What you think? If you co-sign on the name, send me a message on Facebook. I co-sign on Boss Bitch Talk Radio. There's a lot of motherfucking blogs out there. But I promise you, you ain't never seen no shit like that. Because guess what? We made this shit up as we go. We reality. I'm talking about right now, a nigga can kick in the door and say, you going to stop cheating on me. And I'm going to say, for what? Why I got to stop cheating on you? Who the fuck are you? I didn't even know I was cheating on you, excuse me. You wake up in the middle of the night worrying about a bitch and your nigga. He my man. He my fiance. That dick is connected to him. You can't tell him where to pee. You can't tell him when to pee. I know goddamn well you don't think you can tell him when and where the fuck.
You're right.
I stay with his mama because if I stay in my own apartment, I'm scared I might cheat. You think I'm about a nigga cheat? I tell a nigga. I'm talking about Shantae, A.L., Juicy. One of my men told me, this bitch ain't had the right. She won't do this. She won't do that. I said, give her some motherfucking dick. That's all she want. That nigga looked at me like, can't believe you said that. That nigga wanted to cry. Do you? She wants some dick, give it to her. Is there some dick? Ladies, Shantae, you ready? L, you ready? Juicy, ready? Let's break this shit real down. Real down how I say whatever the fuck I want to say. This Hot Top Radio.
I'm going to put my 2 cents in on that one.
We finna tell these bitches that men don't cheat with their dick, you dumb bros. Dick is like a leg or a hand. You know how we talk with our hand? A nigga talk with their dick. It's nature. Motherfucking men cheat with their hearts. Tell them one more time, Shantae. They cheat with their hearts.
There's a big difference between love and sex.
Uh-oh.
And people got
you it. You ain't say that. You ain't just not say that. Why the fuck you say some shit? Uh-oh.
Folks got that shit confused.
You tripping.
One thing and sex is one thing. Person can screw somebody and not love them. They just have fun. You know what I'm saying?
But, see, Shirley Murdoch told me that one time too, but I ain't believe him. Oh, shit. Y'all need to stop playing. Who's playing that? Who cut that on? Why, Shirley, is that you playing that shit?
It's morning.
Is that L playing? Who playing that shit? Y'all wrote up. Wrote the fuck up tonight.
They just had a little fun.
You know what? Y'all wrote up. I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies. Now, for those of you all that, man, that y'all done fucked up so bad till your nigga done caught feelings and fell in love with another bitch, I my heart go out to you. But I need to tell you, Shante on the line to bear witness. See, we real female. We boss bitches. We know. We technically know how a man is constructed. We ain't losing no sleep behind no nigga. A nigga losing sleep about us.
Yeah.
And until you get that mentality down, you gonna always be miserable. What the fuck is you miserable for? You got one life to live. One. And in my case, you know I done been here before. And the way my dog talks, she done been here before too. Cause I fuck with bitches on my level. Honestly, I don't fuck with peons. I fuck with bosses. Boss niggas, boss bitches, however you want to call it. But let me tell you something, ladies. In order for your relationship to be on point, your man is 100% guaranteed to have to hit something else in order to make the shit work with you. But I'm going to tell you, if you encourage the shit, he'll be sitting up somewhere lost. This bitch don't think I'm worth shit. And be sitting there trying to prove to you that he better than what you think. Y'all, let me tell you. Lord have mercy. Shante, don't say nothing. Don't say it, Shante. That's that boss mentality. Hey, Shante, how many times when we were being trained under another boss? Now, think about it now. L, Juicy, Shante. Now, let's really pull ourselves out of the equation. Back in the day, I'm talking about 10, 15, 20 years ago. Excuse me, I'm 25. Let's say 10 years ago. We were being trained.
I'm about there with you.
Exactly. We were being trained. Think about the shit that people said to us. Have you ever been called lazy? And when they called you lazy, you worked hard to prove that you weren't lazy. Come on, somebody bear witness. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yes,
they're going to be
Lord.
Looking for me. Lord have mercy. They're on Shante. Bear witness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, they say you're lazy. And what you did, you work harder to prove you weren't lazy. Am I right or wrong?
You right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Please, somebody say
This what makes you boss status now, because you've been in trying all these years.
This bitch done showed her ass. See, she wrote the fuck up and wrote down. See, that what I'm talking about right there. Hey.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Hola.
Ain't I? Boss bitch. Hey. They think I'm gonna play with. They think I'm gonna motherfucking play. Y'all, hey. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to now High Top Radio, Gigolos and Big Booty Hoes. I don't fuck with Nana on my level. You got to be thick with it. So just know if I'm fucking with them, they on point. Now, we shout out to the ones that don't eat nothing but goddamn water. We shout out to you, because guess what? Somebody got to be skinny.
The right shit and just don't get the rice.
Exactly. We shout y'all out. We ain't discriminate. We understand. But guess what? We ain't losing no sleep by no nigga. They losing sleep. We all got boss niggas. Shout out to DJ Gabby, the gift. Shout out to the official bread man. And shout out to that nigga Showstopper. Hey, hey, L, what you had said the other night when you saw us? Hey, L, remember that night we were down there and you walked down the street? What was it that you had said, Prim?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
We were sitting outside taking pictures and you run down the street. What you had shouted out? You said shout out to...
Yeah. I said shout out to Showstopper.
Uh-oh. You said shout out to who?
Showstopper.
Oh, shit. Shout out to BB Young. Motherfucking bread, bro. That nigga Peanut. All eyes on him, baby. What is it, boo-boo? You trying to call the show? You need a number. See what I'm saying? Wrote the fuck up. Hey, world. This is Peanut from BBM Bread Brothers, who stand behind Hot Talk Radio. Not 100%, but 200%. Need the motherfucking number to his motherfucking show. He wrote the fuck up. Now I got to text to the number so he can call in and talk shit. He's going to get cussed out. Cussed the fuck out. You shut the hell up. See what I'm saying? Nah, man, text me the number. See what I'm saying? That's some old bullshit.
Shout out to
what Maryland. I'm saying there, ladies, I'm telling you, in order to be on the team, you got to step your game up. Now, boss bitches like boss niggas. It's just a given. Am I right, Shantae Lanae? Am I right,
like
my dog,
niggas?
L? I right, my dog, Juicy? Boss bitches like boss niggas, just like boss niggas like boss bitches.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it goes. But, ladies, when you at that position and you trying to get to the next level and they calling you lazy, you work hard to prove you're not lazy. It's called reverse psychology. Think the worst of a nigga. Think of him as eating your goddamn newborn baby. Just think the worst of a nigga. Think the worst. I'm lost. They don't hear me. Jesus, they don't hear me. Just think of a nigga putting your newborn baby on a plate and slicing it with a knife. And I promise you, everything he do after that will be nothing. Am I right, Shantae? Am I right, L? Am I right, Juice? Somebody bad witness. They think I'm playing.
You speak out. Hey, girl, I think you being real.
If you think the worst of a motherfucker, cheating is nothing. Him fucking another bitch is nothing. He needs to fuck another bitch to appreciate your pussy. Damn. Next, we got a caller. And they come, hey, y'all, be prepared. If they come on here wrong, I'm going to fuck out. Y'all better hold me down. I see what's going on with 44917. From a 979. What's going on, 979?
Well, we need to talk about open relationships on the next show.
Oh, you already know. Hey, it's what it's done. That's the next topic. 44979, what's going on with you?
What the fuck going on?
Who the fuck you did? What the fuck up? How about that?
The boss?
Oh, I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry.
Checking on this station, making sure everything being
oh, Dad,
right
I'm sorry. Uh-oh, y'all. Y'all see how Lady Libra get when the boss come on. Uh-oh, skill.
Wait.
Is this that nigga from the bread, bro? That nigga called me
next? Right, the boss.
Oh, shit. Let me be quiet. Before I get rolled up.
For all the damn women online, for the ones that's listening, I don't give a fuck what man you got. You have Prince Charm with $1 billion, and then got another pussy at another damn house. Yeah.
Wait a goddamn. What the fuck you just say? Tell these bitches one more time, because they ain't hear you, because I ain't hear you.
I don't give a damn if you got Prince Charm with $1 billion. He got another pussy at another house. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So don't get caught up on that fucking cheek word.
So you telling me I ain't the only bitch?
Nah, you know you number 9. Don't play.
If I ain't number 10, that's it. I want to be number 10.
You can't be number 10 because I stopped at 9. I got 9 lives. Yeah, like a cat.
This nigga think he a motherfucking pussy.
She don't know she don't have that problem.
This nigga think he a pussy, y'all.
Nigga, that ain't one.
Oh, this nigga think he's a pussy, y'all. He think he's a pussy.
No, I ain't a pussy.
Uh-oh.
I never going to be the pussy.
Why I can't be number 10? I don't want to be number 9. I want to be number 10.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go find me another bitch, and then I'll put you on and make you number 10.
Okay.
But right
okay,
now, ain't no nigga on earth. If a nigga shit right now, his mama face and tell his mama he on the fucking one bitch, He got life. He going to hell.
Oh, shit. Tell him again, Daddy.
I have to agree with you.
Tell them again, Daddy. They don't believe the shit. They ain't ready for their real talk radio.
I'm telling them
they do not agree.
You don't agree?
There are some out there. You can't call all of them. It's your dog, your dog. All of them aren't.
And they get faithful for 2 years, baby. They're going to have to go fuck some so they can stay with their main chick, man. You hear me? They don't want to make their main chick old, so that's why they fuck around in the streets.
And he must have had
no... No, I don't hear the bitch. I don't hear all kind of pussy, baby, from Chinese.
I mean,
always
hey, Shantae just gonna speak on Shantae Lene. That's all I can
I mean,
do.
I mean, but it ain't about the pussy.
That's never
pussy,
been a problem, because once you got that fire pack, the thing is going
back. It ain't
back.
About the pussy. It ain't about the pussy. How much money you got?
It's about the brain, the mind.
It ain't about
the
money.
It's about the
combo
package.
Gee.
Nah, it ain't about that. Okay. I don't know what kind of niggas you run. You must be fishing in the pond with a duck set. And even
shit.
Every duck love to get, every duck eat different kind of fish. You hear me? You don't just eat one brim. So you even tell me, I'm a man. I tell you, and I'm married.
Right, but you just one kind of man. You
I'm
one man.
I'm not one kind of man. Ain't a such thing as one kind of man. When God
you
made all
yeah.
man, he gave
us. I believe things. Me, baby. Me and come cut in a lot of different shapes and wear a lot of different uniforms.
I tell you what. You give me your pussy and tell me what I fall in love with you then.
I wouldn't give
you
my pussy.
Said it ain't about that. So I'm confused.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm telling you as a man.
But see,
if a man needs your insight,
the thing out here is all about pussy. It's really not even about that.
It's not about pussy. It's about
part,
your friend.
Right?
It's about your pocket.
Uh-oh.
It's not even about the pocket.
A man out the money, man. And
you
got
money and, yeah, money and sex
yeah.
won't make anybody happy. If that was the case, it wouldn't be no money.
If a female is messing with a nigga that's after money, then that clearly is not the right relationship for her.
She don't know he
what
after money.
I'm finna fuck with a nigga that's after me for my money. I'm not finna fuck with a nigga that ain't got his own.
Oh, shit.
He can have his own and still want yours, though, baby. This
oh,
is,
shit.
This is a white man world, baby. This is a man world.
Oh, shit.
A man, you can have all the money he can, too, but he wants yours, too, man. I'm telling
oh,
you as a
shit.
Man, boo. I had Lady Libra ride around with me, and she see how bitches bring money. And they have husbands, and they have boyfriends. It ain't got nothing to do about your motherfucking looks in your body. It's all about what you speak and what you got on.
That's all fine in general, but that's just like I said. Certain people cut certain ways. If that's the way you raised, if that's your mentality, if that's the philosophy you have, then now,
hey,
of course, that's how you're going to think. But if you wasn't raised like that, you wasn't cut like that, your mentality ain't like that.
I got a high school diploma, a college degree, so I'm cutting real good.
That shit don't move you.
I'm cutting real good, though. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
So I would breathe from a woman. My dad died when I was 14. A woman taught me a game. So I use it against all women.
Oh, shit.
You speak where you speaking, I already know you ain't met a nigga like me that'll break you down like a piece of pie. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
My
right? It, the oh, words
baby.
Of that, oh, Shantae.
If we gonna
Shantae
keep it 100, then let's keep it 100.
Yeah,
you talking to Shantae Lene, baby, I ran escort for 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
uh-oh.
My wife did porno, baby.
You don't know.
My wife did porno, baby. My wife did porno for West Coast.
Let me sue you,
bro. You run the escort, ain't that?
Your wife did porno, exactly.
Would you die?
You just
ain't gonna say a whole bitch.
I got some boss bitch, and that's why I talk shit. She walk with a switch, and she just might smack you if you call her a bitch. She like some real niggas, she hate fakes and recognize snakes, and I hit that foot till it aches, and when she nothing, she shakes. When niggas shot at me, she bust back, she carry big gas, her arm padded, Big Mac. A boss bitch, she with that, a paper chaser, got her own job, got her own ride, and her own place, and she hate when them hoes be looking in my face. It's cool to fuck, and she love it, grabbing on it, puff. Quick to tell you, you ain't shit if you was quick when you nutted. Street educated, keep her mouth shut when interrogated. She ain't a snitch, bitch, there to get you incarcerated. Ghetto fabulous, drenched in her finer gear. Ice around her fingers, round her wrist, around her neck, around her ear. And when we sex, it's something vicious. That's why I love her more than them other bitches. You heard me? That's my boss bitch, a boss bitch.
Who you love, daddy?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
What them niggas mean?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
And who am I?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
All the time I keep my mind on my money and all business that applies to me. But I got to have a boss hoe nigga beside me. He confides in me cause he knows I ain't about seeing him stressed. I showed him proof I can hold water on these floaty deep breaths. We've been through so many war zones, but we made it back home. When we shot him down, so I'm gripping on the chrome. I got him gone with this rhyme line between my thighs. I'm a rider, so I ride, then we cruise it all night. We hit the night, baby boy, it's just you and me. I don't care about your felonies or lengthy rap sheets. I want your baby to ride with mama in the Mercedes. Them hoes is crazy, trying to sweat you when they know I'm your lady. Suck my PhD, or run on up and get that ass whipped. Fuck that down low shit, cause he ain't going nowhere, bitch. This year is sick, so it won't be infiltrated or player hated, cause that's the way this boss bitch made it.
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
Who you love,
that's
daddy?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
What them niggas need?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
And who am I?
A boss bitch, a boss bitch.
For those that are just tuning in, let me update you on what's going on. Today is That's a Boss Thursday. It's going down here, Hot Top Radio, as motherfucking usual. I'm sorry, we don't know no other way to motherfucking do it. But in the event you just tuning in, be ready for motherfucking October the 17th, because it's going down. The celebrity Libra of fucking foul. Write that shit the fuck down. And for goddamn red. Lady Libra and this bitch, Bread Brothers, official Bread Man, Showstopper, Malice Club. I ain't even name everybody that's going to be there because guess what? Your dick's going to get hot and your pussy going to get wet, and I ain't even trying to create that type of environment right now because guess what? I'm on that Folo Cold, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm on some motherfucking ibuprofen 800s. And if those of you out there have some extra Vicodin from the last time you was in pain, email me at hottopradio@gmail.com. I'm looking for some. They don't put a bitch on the blacklist. How the fuck they gonna do that? Sly, you done had too many prescriptions. Fuck that motherfucking shit. I got one life to live, and I want to live it to the motherfucking fullest. Now, I ain't willing to try crack. I ain't trying to try cocaine. Fuck heroin and ice and all that other bullshit. I'm gonna stick to the basics. Vicodin, weed, alcohol. I'm gonna stick to the basics. Because guess what? I might one day, when I'm like 45, 50, want a baby. And I ain't trying to have my body all fucked up from all these motherfucking drugs and shit and can't do it. But for those just tuning in, we talk about to be a boss on Thursday. And if you don't know what a boss is, let me explain it to you. Boss, an employer or manager. One who controls an organization. So you ain't even got necessarily be a motherfucking employer or a manager. You can just control the organization. I only fuck with boss niggas, and fuck with boss bitches. You attract what you are. You some bullshit. Let me tell you something, people. If you wonder why a bunch of losers keep hanging around you, look in the mirror. Lady Libra brings it just like it is. I'm sorry. I love the world, and I'm trying to enlighten the world one show at a motherfucking time. But guess what? If you wondering why you keep attracting bullshit, ooh, 10 times out of 10, you some bullshit. Ooh, I ain't mean to say it. I mean, I talked to somebody yesterday, and they told me, I said, when can I see you? They told me, you can't, cause my girlfriend on some jealous shit. What the fuck is that? I'm your goddamn friend, and you telling me your bitch is on some jealous shit? For what? Fuck, I'm gonna be jealous of a nigga for? I made niggas jealous of me. Shouts out to goddamn Polo. What's going on with you, Polo? You late and wrong.
What's happening in the jail, Polo? The one you put it off on. I'm in the building, man.
Oh, Polo.
What's up?
I think I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah?
It's yours.
I didn't try to nothing, but, you know, that's just how it is. When it feels that good,
I'm saying, I ain't trying to lose my figure on no bullshit. I need... How much? I ain't never had no abortion, but I'm gonna have to get one. You need to do something about this shit because I'm sick of this shit, Paula. I'm tired of all this. I'm tired of all this drama. How the fuck?
I am too, shit.
You ain't sick of this drama, God. The fuck you want me to sick of this shit?
This shit whenever I be in something.
I want to apologize to you,
Paula. Huh?
Huh?
Who
I'm
gonna be calling
shit
when I be goddamn busy?
It wasn't my fault. Somebody they were dialing the number at 6:30 in the morning, and I wanted to apologize to you, but I'm waking, you know, interrupting what you were doing, and I just wanted to say I was sorry because it wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. You know how
well,
I'm well.
That motherfucker off.
Okay, I will power the phone off from now on, Polo. I'm sorry. Shout out 38. All right.
You already know.
Shout out to Skip. I'm sorry, Polo. I mean, I didn't do it. It wasn't my fault. I was laying there up under you, and the phone started ringing, but I answered it because I knew that you were going to be like, why the fuck phone ringing at 6:30 in the morning? So I went on here to answer, so you were going to be sitting up thinking I was fucking around. But by the way, while you talking that fuck shit, who was that bitch number? I said, oh, I don't worry about bitches. I didn't worry about me. Continue to do you, baby. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, when you look like you, that's just
what
to be
expected. Hold on, man. It'll say all the stars in the building. You
know how we do it. Polo. Do you cheat with your dick or do you cheat with your heart? I just need to know.
Do I?
You cheat with your dick or do you cheat with your heart? Which one is it?
Well, my heart is hard to get, so I probably cheat with my dick more than I do with my heart.
You didn't even realize what you just said. You just basically said that the only time you cheat is when it's your motherfucking heart, nigga. Do you love me, Polo?
Yeah, I love you.
I know you do, baby. Are you cheating on me with your heart? Do you love some other bitch other than your mama?
No.
Okay.
You
just
love my
dick.
I can help that.
But I know you fuck other hoes, though, right? Yes.
Yep.
But that's not cheating for you. You want to cheat with me. You want to cheat on me when you motherfucking get your heart involved. We're trying to teach these dingy-ass bras of the world that it ain't about the motherfucking dick. It's what you do with your motherfucking heart. Can I get an amen, Shantae? Can I get an amen, L? Can I get an amen, Juicy?
Amen. Because they love the dick. They don't love the heart.
When I had two men to come on here and tell y'all when you was a boss, you ain't cheating with your motherfucking dick. Bosses cheat with their heart. And Polo just told you it take a lot to get to his heart. And guess what? Polo loved me. So even if you fucking him, it don't motherfucking matter because it don't mean shit. You just a fucking fuck. They just dropping the motherfucking nut off. Female, stop sweating that bullshit. I want my men to go fuck other hoes. So when they get to me, they can be like, damn. Damn, all them other 30 bitches that made me realize that you were the motherfucking one. Polo, who you love?
Lady Libra.
Oh, shit. See. Y'all motherfucking play too motherfucking much. Y'all motherfucking play too goddamn much.
That's right. Shout out to Polo. Shout out to Ill Fan Rich Star Entertainment. Shout out to Polo.
Shout out to Future Delicate Entertainment, my boy J-Bo, Karen Bone Zone.
Who that is?
Oh, y'all, I meant to tell y'all, Polo real, he real funny about me. He don't, Polo don't want nobody saying nothing. I told y'all I make a nigga worry about me, baby. I ain't worried about no nigga.
Well, Polo, he's only he can talk to you. You can't control what I say.
Who that? That's why they be yelling at the end of the day. That's why they yelling at the end of the day.
You know what, Polo? I need to know what time it is.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big G Hot Top Radio.
Hot Top Radio.
Real motherfuckers all alone, and don't be bored. That's what we put this in the house.
Uh-oh, excuse me. Y'all know how I do this shit. I'm just like a boss.
Mr. Sandberg, thanks for coming to your performance review.
No problem.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I'm the boss.
Okay, so take us through a day in the life of the boss.
Well, the first thing I do is...
Dr. Corcoran, approve memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage, promote synergy, hit on Deborah, get rejected, swallow sadness, send some faxes, call a sex line, cry deeply, demand a refund, eat a bagel, harassment lawsuit, no promotion, fifth of vodka, shit on Deborah's desk, buy a gun, in my mouth.
Oh, fuck me, I can't fucking do it, shit.
Pussy out, puke on Deborah's desk, jump out the window, suck a dude's dick, score some coke, crash my car, suck my own dick, eat some chicken strips, chop my balls off, black out in the sewer, meet a giant fish, fuck his brains out, turn into a jet, bomb the Russians, crash into the sun, now I'm dead.
Uh-huh. So that's an average day for you then?
No doubt.
You chop your balls off and die?
Hell yeah.
And I think at one point there you said something about sucking your own dick?
Nope.
Actually, I'm pretty sure you did.
Nah, that ain't me.
Okay, well, this has been eye-opening for me.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, no, I got that. You said it about 400 times.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm the boss.
No, I heard you. See you later.
Like a boss.
I'm just saying. I'm a boss. I'm all of that. And if you're not, I suggest you get off my line now. Hey, Paulo. Baby. Paulo.
What's up?
Wrote the fuck up. That's what's up. No pussy for you.
Shut up. Shout out to Polo all day.
Oh, shit. But, Polo, I had heard, and I already know, that in order to be with you, you got to be a bossy lady.
To deal with a dude like me, baby, you got to be the HBIC. Dead bitch in charge calling all the shots, baby. Can't be scared to gamble. Gotta roll the dice. Feel me? Scared money don't make none. Shorty look, I know my ego looking 40 foot. Big chain, not talking about the naughty look. Mind guarded, left him going for the spotty look. He young and rich and bitch, they go without an argument. My kick's brown, now I'm looking for Rihanna and them. Smoke junkie, kush funkier than Parliament. What's the problem then, girl? Fuck your part, man. Moving with me on the beach, now you're top 10. You can do the spa, see a newer car. These my feelings and I'm really feeling who you are. Baby light brown, with the right smile. First lady and she ready for the
baby
White House.
Baby, you shine just like I do. Just like you're supposed to. Everyone knows you're the
first, so she gets it off the top. Champagne pop, rubber band knot. Multi-millionaire, know that other man not. Let her call a shot, she want me on the top. And the way I want it, it'll be a month before I stop. Kinda walk funny, stumble out the pad. Snap of a finger, niggas picking up her tabs. Walking through the mall, got me carrying the bags. I gotta pause, cause this motherfucker
baby,
bad.
Baby, you shine just like I do. Just like you're supposed to. Everyone knows you're the boss, girl. My darling, envy you for your friends. These moves that we're making got us on top of.
motherfuckers trigger happy. Do me a favor, watch your behavior, cause I'm insane, send you straight to your savior. Looking at my savings, baby, I could save you. Take your parasailing straight to Jamaica. Your man about it, what? What the bumble clock? You deserve better. Six car garage, coming late night from airport. As I take flight, I'm your Air Jordan. We the world champ, come and ball with us. Gotta take my time when I put it
baby,
all in.
Baby, you, you shine just like I told. Just like you're supposed to. Everyone knows you're the boss, girl. My baby, envy of all your friends. Big moves that we're making. Got us on top of the world. You're the boss, girl. Oh, baby, you're the boss, girl. Oh, baby, you're the boss, girl.
I'm the boss's girl. It is what it is. Always have been, always will be. For those of you, I get like hundreds of messages every day from all my pages. Absolutely gorgeous. How you beauty. I love it. Bottom line, you got to be a boss. Boss bitches attract boss niggas, just like boss niggas attract boss bitches. Bottom line, you attract what you are. If you always do not, why I attract? That's why, because you are. It's just that simple. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Lady Libra love you. She wants you to know the truth. Shout out to Polo. Polo?
Yeah, shout out to Polo all day. Hell family,
Rick,
Stars, and Tang. What's up?
I love you.
I love you too.
Y'all got to understand, me and Polo in love, y'all. But if you want the dig, you can get it. Because it just make him appreciate me more. Fuck him. I want y'all to. Fuck my man Polo, please. Go to his page, search Joseph, J-O-E-S-E-T-H. John, J-O-H-N, Polo, P-O-L-O, Smith. John Polo is one word. Joseph is the first. Last word is Smith. Please fuck him. Go after him, suck his dick, do the whole nine. They don't do nothing but send him back running to me. Y'all can't pay Polo for me. He's an Aquarius. I dominate Aquariuses. If your man is an Aquarius slash Pisces, whatever the fuck you want to believe it, I don't even think it matters what sign he is. I take them all over. Paula be trying to keep up with me because he don't play. He don't play. So I be having to sit the fuck down because Paula be on me. Paula on side, okay? I love you, Paula.
Okay. I love you, too.
Okay. Now, we're going to close it out. I have to leave y'all wanting for more. I can't just give y'all all the game in one show because it takes too long. Just give y'all all the motherfucking game. It takes too long. Too motherfucking long. L?
Yeah.
My dog, L. Go ahead with your close out, boo-boo.
If you want me to, what you want me to do? Don't write.
Do you
me
feel
up
like taking off your clothes, throwing your panties in the air? Do you, boo boo? Do you? Shout out DJ Gabby the Gift.
Oh yeah, that's
search
what I
him on
do
Facebook.
That's DJ Gabby the Gift again. Follow him on Twitter at DJ GABIE. Again, that's DJ GABIE.
That's your clothes out because you rolled up a bed. That's all you gotta say. You
wrote that's all I
up
gotta say, honey. I'm about to take it.
Y'all
in
know she wrote the fuck up. Y'all know how Lady Libra is. Polo, proceed. Wrote the fuck
what's
up.
John Polo, Hell Fam, Inc., Rich Stars Entertainment. You can follow me on Twitter, John Polo 2010. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook, Joseph John Polo Smith. Look out for the Hot Talk Radio Volume 1 mixtape coming. Look out for the magazine, Cut the Magazine from Street to Corporate coming. Got a Polo photo shoot coming. We got the Polo song coming. We got, I'm telling you, it's 2011. It's Rich Star's year, so y'all look out for us. You know what I'm saying? Look out for the Enterprise. Just remember that name, the Enterprise, and you'll see. And I'm out.
My pussy wet, Polo.
All right, I'm going to come clean it up with my tongue.
Okay. Tell them don't be calling in the morning because they're going to be waking you, interrupting you.
Yeah, they can't be calling. I'll be busy. Early morning fucking is good.
I wasn't supposed to tell nobody what was going on between me and you, but I just couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Now, to my lesson for the motherfucking night. That's right, the motherfucking night. That's a new word. I'm letting Libra, I do that. Be sure to check out those plays. The show will be available for your listening pleasures at 11:30. Tell all your friends, if you missed a live episode, it's on demand. All our shows are on demand. Every show that we've ever produced is on demand. Just go to the site, www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Visit the page on Facebook, Hot Talk Radio. Visit me on Facebook, Lady Libra Tequila Bond. Lady Libra is one word. Visit me at Hot Talk, Lady Libra on Moco's page. Lady Libra number one on tag. I don't even know my motherfucking name on these other pages. I'm on about 10 pages. I don't give a fuck. That's what I do. So if you know if I'm on 10 pages and at least 100 niggas try to get at me on each page, that's approximately how many? Not even count the ones that just say, fuck it, I ain't gonna even try to get at her on no page. I'm just going to show up and show out. Y'all be at that Celebrity Libra Fab because you know what? Y'all be there because I ain't even coming. That's how serious it's going to be. I ain't coming to that shit. It's going to be too many motherfucking celebrities, too many motherfucking boss-ass niggas, too many bad bitches, because guess what? Bad bitches attract bad bitches. It's just that simple. If you don't know, ask Polo. Polo!
What's up?
Do bad bitches attract bad bitches, or what?
Yes, bad bitches attract bad bitches, and I want to be around
bad
bitches.
Am I a bad bitch, Polo?
That's right. I'm hosting the party. Fuck it. I'm putting my name. I'm hosting that bitch. You're going to hit me on the mic, goddammit.
You're
going to
take my motherfucking spot. You wrote the fuck up. You wrote the fuck up, Polo. Your big dick ass is wrote the fuck up.
Too.
Now put it in my mouth.
It's already coming.
And for those of y'all that want to know what it's like, because I fuck with that much best grade fucking. I don't even fuck with grade A. I fuck with better than grade A. Any nigga that I'm fucking with, just know he is above grade A. He's above grade A. That's Polo.
That's right. You call me Mr. Beezy up.
There you go with that shit. You always talking about being a PT, a prostitute. Can you stop selling dick on the air?
Mr. Beezy,
you ain't
going to
want me selling
pussy
on the air. There you go with that bullshit. And the rest of the co-hosts I wrote the fuck up tonight. Shout out DJ Swerve, DJ Pimp and Sweet. Shout out to me on fucking DJ Feezy. Laugh on the frat house.
Shout out to the ATL, Diamond, Swerve, Sweet, Juicy, everybody. Whatever.
Hey, shout out to motherfucking Thuday Hot, Showstopper.
Look
now,
at
it. Baby, what? You always somewhere acting for no reason. You know I only sit on your face. That's the only face I sit on. Who you texting, motherfucker?
What?
Oh, you gonna keep on trying me.
Hey, I had to conduct business. I still got them promoting all that shit, so you need to chill out.
Fuck, you know what, Paula? I'm getting an abortion. Fuck this shit. I'm getting a motherfucking abortion because I'm sick of your shit. Oh, that's
all
right.
It's
I
all good.
You're going to
be crazy,
around.
Right?
Kill me. I skill me. I teach you to fuck around. I'm sorry. Fucking around makes you appreciate me more. Females, encourage your man. That's why I said it right. Encourage. I'm Lady Libra. I'm not going to steer you wrong. I let my men fuck around. Polo, You got a bitch over there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What, man? I'm here.
So you got a bitch over there?
No, it's my homeboy. Shut up.
Why the fuck you ain't got no bitch over there? I told you. I want you fucking
shut
around.
Up.
What?
Shut up.
I'm sick of this shit. You know what? It's just over for today. I'll fuck with you again tomorrow morning. Please don't call me in the morning fucking up what me and Polo got going on. Please don't. So I got to deal with his retarded ass. He's an Aquarius. He's fucking crazy. I ain't in the mood for his motherfucking...
Don't interrupt Mr. Beat It Up. Don't interrupt Mr. Beat It Up.
Shut up, Polo. Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of this shit. Now,
don't
ladies.
Don't interrupt Mr. Beat It Up. Don't
keep
interrupt
fresh,
Mr. Beat It Up.
Wet and tight. You got to keep it fresh. Cause see, I'm going to tell you something. A man love to eat pussy and love to get up and just walk away. And throughout the day, just be like, I bet we got some good pussy. But if they can still smell it, they look, honey, don't do it. Make sure it's fresh. And when he go in, it's gripping all the way around, not just in the top or the back or the side. It's got to grip 360 degrees. I don't give a fuck how big his dick is. It can be the size of a bat, a size of a Gatorade bottle. It still got the grip tight. Keep the pussy tight. Ain't nothing better than some tight pussy. I'm going to give y'all a class on how to keep the pussy tight. First lesson, I have on these motherfucking children. I understand we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. But look here, you ain't got to motherfucking have 10. Shit.
Wrap it up,
Janet. Wrap it up. What? Oh. Paula was teaching y'all.
Wrap it up,
Janet.
Trying to wrap that shit up.
I'm just saying. Go get on the BC, TB, QU, whatever the fuck it's called. Get on it.
Y866, wrap it up.
I'm going to tell you something. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm real now. I fucks with none but the best. All my men got one or less children. And I promise you, if you gonna fuck with a nigga that's got one or less children, he expecting you to have zero. They want walls, boo-boo. They want walls. They can have the biggest dick. The dick could be hanging down around their knee. They still want some tight shit. They still want to feel like they tan up some. Shout out to Polo.
Don't interrupt, Mr. BZL.
Shut up, Polo. You rolled up. I'm telling you, ladies.
Shout out to John Polo.
Encourage your men to see other
John
women.
John Polo the one, damn it. John Polo the one.
Encourage them.
John Polo the one.
Tell your man, baby, I understand your need for feed. I understand your need for feed. Every man need to have other pussy on dick. So that's the only way they can appreciate your pussy. And the way it feel. Let me teach you this. If I told you, look him, all I got to offer is chicken. Ain't no beef, no fucking fish, no lobster, no steak, no nothing. Just straight chicken. Now you got three meals you got to eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now you can fry it, you can grill it, you can motherfucking bake it, and you can motherfucking boil it. But guess what? If you eat motherfucking chicken three meals a day, you can grill it one time a day. Tomorrow you can grill it. You're going to eventually get tired. Our folks with nothing but the best. NFL players, NBA, the whole goddamn nine. Artists, bankers. I fuck with all on lawyers, teachers, doctors. Hey, I'm Lady Libra. That's what I do. I'm telling you. I go around and write this shit down. I'm a male sign, Libra. That's a male sign. Any bitch you fuck with that's a Libra got the same mentality I got, whether you want to believe it or not. We know the truth. Shut up, nigga. The truth is, there's no way in the fucking hell that I can even eat chicken three meals a fucking day for 365 days of the motherfucking year. So what the fuck make you think a nigga can do it? Bitches, check yourself. Stop living in misery. Make your man motherfucking happy. Now, I ain't necessarily saying you got to do a threesome with him, because that ain't for everybody. Everybody can't watch that man fuck somebody else. And for those y'all hoes that think y'all can, and then when he start fucking, want to ride the room crying and shit, dry your eyes. Because guess what? Once he in that pussy, he ain't going to stop seeing that. Stupid. Then you're going to be sitting there. He wouldn't even stop. Bitch, you stupid. You told him you were down for it. And then when he did it, you want to break down. You brought the shit on yourself. Ladies, get a reality check. It's a man's world. Ain't shit I'm like Libra. Ain't shit I can do about it. If I could make this a woman's world, I would. Stop losing sleep by shit you can't control. Guess what? I can't do nothing about me dying. I can't do nothing about you dying. Neither can you. So what the fuck am I worried about it? Same thing with a man. Enjoy your man, baby. Enjoy. Fucking banding the next bitch. That way you can at least secure the main position. All my men got other hoes. But guess who they worrying about? Lady Libra. I'm going to leave on that note, y'all. And for those that like to just keep it predictable, your man likes to be danced for. And when you dance for him, make sure you tell him to dance for you. He should please you just like you please him. I holler.
Ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming to you. check us out.